wagon and fresh horses awaited him. He sat alone on the passenger seat, shrouded against splashes of mud in a borrowed raincoat several sizes too big. His favorite hat, a broad-brimmed slouch pulled well over his ears, kept some of the drizzle off his spectacles. Not that he could see anything beyond the buckboard's tossing circle of lamplight. Nor had he much to say. Since leaving Lower Tahawus, indeed, he had spoken hardly a word to the lanky youth in front of him. From time to time, he muttered to himself. Sincere, if slight, grief for McKinley, a cold-blooded politician he had never much cared for, struggled in Roosevelt's breast with more violent emotions regarding the assassin, Leon Czolgosz. In his opinion, those bullets at Buffalo had been fired not merely at a man, but at the very heart of the American Republic. They were an assault upon representative government and civilized order. Unable to contain his rage, he leaned forward and blurted an excoriation of Czolgosz into the rain. "If it had been I who had been shot, he wouldn't have got away so easily. I'd have guzzled him first." Meanwhile, in Washington, Secretary of State John Hay sat alone, weeping. For hours he had heard newsboys shrieking outside his library window, "Extra, extra, all about the president dying!" Aging.